Another agent, and it's interesting how many new agents are in oncology and in breast cancer. Yes. That's exploded in the field in the last couple of years, not just in breast cancer, but lung, colon, renal.
Is
bevacizumab or Avastin.
Yes.
What's your experience been with that agent?
You know, obviously we participated in studies with that agent, and we've used it in the colorectal setting also in our institution for quite some time. And it is a targeted agent that, again, has its own new arenas for nursing, specifically with hypertension and the rapid onset of hypertension in patients that receive this drug over time. And this drug is also in breast cancer given in combination with other chemotherapy like paclitaxel. So we also watch for sensory neuropathy, and it comes with a little more baggage in that we need to teach our patients that surgery has to be talked about with us so that we can plan to take the patient off drug or not start them until we have all those issues resolved because of the nature of angiogenesis and interrupting that process for patients who might have surgery.
In terms of wound healing.
Wound healing, correct, and dishedance issues. And that is still important in breast cancer therapy also, especially when a patient is considering, for example, having reconstruction at a later date, and those issues need to be discussed with the patient. One other unusual thing with bevacizumab that we sometimes see are these proteinuria issues that we think probably don't have a lot of clinical significance, but we do teach our nursing staff to be aware of a patient who seems dehydrated, has edematous pedal edema and issues. We want to protect them against any kidney damage, obviously.
What about hypertension? Mm-hmm. What have you seen there with bevacizumab?
It can be quite progressive, and I think quite a few of our patients have experienced some hypertension. We can get them on medication quickly and get that under control, and we have at times held drug until we get the patient's blood pressure under control. And this is something that we've been very aware of, not only in the assessment of patients, but during their therapy. The chemotherapy nurses are aware, and patients are aware. I think that as a society, we need to make sure that this issue of hypertension is looked at very carefully. And this is one drug that can cause issues with hypertension in addition to your normal risk.